Rod's Pulse Podcast number 42. Class top for Blackboard and PodSafe ELP.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Teaser for this week. That's a song called Lucky Man by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Now, they were one of my favorite groups back in the early 70s. I think they hit their peak about 74. That recording, however, was from a live performance they did during a tour around 1997-98. Greg Lake's voice shows some wear, but I still enjoy the song and I thought you might appreciate it. So stay tuned for the full song Lucky Man at the end of this podcast. Now, this song comes from the PodSafe Music Network, and the reason we can play it and not worry about copyright again is because it was a live performance where the owner of the master has given permission to put this on the PodSafe Music Network. So we don't have to worry about the copyright issues with the recording companies. Now, today I have one item from the news from the Podosphere, and my main topic today, which is an interview of Jared Allgood, the co-founder of ClassTop, and as you will hear, it's a very interesting application that's available for faculty to make their life a lot easier when they're using Blackboard. Campus Technology Magazine had an article this week entitled Resident E-Learning: Podcasting Makes the Rounds at the USC Medical School. So I thought you might be interested. This is a podcast that's produced by a resident at USC Medical School, where he's recording grand rounds and making them available using tools available for the Macintosh. So the resident uses Apple's iWeb to create the website, and he records and broadcasts the podcast weekly using a simple low-cost software product called ProfCast. That's a topic for another one of my podcasts. I don't have any experience with that, but it's something you might be interested in looking into. I have links in my show notes to the article and also to the website where the resident is making available to the general public recordings from their grand round. So those of you at medical schools like Jefferson, take note. It may be something you want to do. Listen to my podcast and learn how to do it. Okay, now for my main topic today. I'm interviewing Jared Allgood, who's a co-founder of ClassTop Incorporated. Now, ClassTop is a very interesting application. I think you're really going to find it useful. It's for faculty, and it helps instructors easily organize and manage course content and communications with their students in Blackboard. It's a desktop application, but it's very slick. It integrates with Blackboard. Faculty person logs in and immediately shows all the courses that the instructor has responsibility for, and allows them to easily drag and drop content into the application and click one button to sync it all up with Blackboard. It enables them to work offline if they have a slow connection or they're on the road with their laptop. It's very similar in concept, I guess, to Blackboard's product called Backpack, which is for students to download content and work with it offline and then sync up when they get to a high-speed connection. So, that being said, let me turn it over to the interview recording, which, again, I apologize for the audio quality. It was done over the telephone, and, of course, it's not as good as recording live with a mic, but let's hear what Jared Allgood has to say.
Jared, let me turn it over to you, and maybe you can give my audience a brief summary of what ClassTop does.
Absolutely. The ClassTop is it's a client-side application, so it's similar to Backpack. It is installed on the instructor's either home computer or laptop, and it gives instructors the ability to manage and work with and organize course content while offline, and it synchronizes with their Blackboard courses. One of the usability features that's most interesting about ClassTop is that it allows instructors to drag and drop large amounts of content into their Blackboard courses. And instead of dropping content into just one repository, instructors through the ClassTop interface will be able to see their course organization, exactly how it's laid out, how the content they already have in there is laid out. And they can go and drop pieces of course content or folders with subfolders and nested folders up into their Blackboard courses to synchronize with Blackboard. So essentially, it takes what sometimes can be several hours of work, and reduces it down to just a couple minutes to manage their Blackboard courses.
Yeah, it's interesting because my audience, especially the ones here at Jefferson, know that we are looking into the Blackboard content system, and we were touting that as a tool that might ease the job of faculty, especially when they're copying content. They wouldn't have to copy content to many different courses, but they could just link to the content on the content system. But as you were saying, they still have to go through the same number of steps. What's the typical number? How many steps, how many clicks does it take in the native Blackboard system to upload a new file, for example?
It depends on where you're starting from. But if you're starting from, say, opening up a browser and logging in, it's anywhere from, 10 to 12 clicks to upload one piece of content, which if you're just doing a syllabus at the beginning of the semester, it's probably no big deal. But if you're a more active Blackboard user, and you start multiplying that times, 10 or 20 or 40 documents or video files or whatever it may be, it starts to grow seemingly exponentially. And so ClassTop takes all those clicks away. You can get things up in just a drag and a drop.
Yeah, and I'll tell my audience, I was just watching it here, and it is very impressive. We were doing a web presentation here, and he showed how, you can grab a bunch of folders full of documents right from your Windows desktop and drag them over to the ClassTop application, hit the sync button, and they're all up. So I can see how faculty would love this and would really save them a lot of time.
Another great feature that I didn't show you yet is the ability to view your Blackboard course from within ClassTop. And so this is, once the sync is complete and you are connected to the internet, you can select any content item or content area through ClassTop and click this flip button, and it actually flips the screen around and logs you in and takes you right to your Blackboard course.
Oh, that's neat. Yes, I see what you're saying.
And so now you can go and, first of all, check to see that everything went up the way that you wanted it to go up. You can go and manage items that right now aren't supported in ClassTop, like creating a task or something like that. You're actually in your Blackboard course. So if I click on business management here, it'll take me out to the home page, and I can go to my control panel and manage whatever it is I couldn't manage through the ClassTop interface. So it creates this environment where you're going back and forth. It kind of blends this online and offline user experience, and it just makes managing your courses much easier.
Yeah, that's handy. You don't have to flip back and forth between different windows or different applications.
That's right. Is there anything else that you wanted me to go through or show you on this?
Well,
do you have questions on the content area?
Uh-huh. I think I'm pretty clear. Of course, my my listeners, I can certainly, in my show notes, I'll have a link to your website, and I guess there's some certainly content there they could take a look at to dig into this a little more. I wonder if you wouldn't mind talking about the pricing. How does this, how do you price it, and how does it work for a university?
Yeah, ClassTop is sold as, you know, the university will purchase a license for their instructors, so we don't do one-off, you know, sales to individual mm-hmm. instructors. And part of that's because the ClassTop building block has to be installed, so the university
right.
has to approve and kind of buy in. And pricing just depends on the number of instructors that you're purchasing for, so it's actually very flexible. If you've, we do have a minimum of 100 instructors. And then the cost per user is $75 per instructor at that tier. From there on down, pricing on a cost per user basis goes down as you add on new users.
I see. So, for example, it may be hard. I forget how many hundreds of courses we have that are, according to Blackboard's control panel, says that they're active courses, but... So I think what I hear you saying is that we don't have to purchase enough licenses for every instructor, but for active instructors that are actually going to use this, starting
yeah,
with 100?
Right. So, yeah, and schools will do different things. So some schools will look at this and say, you know what, everybody's going to want to be using it, so I just want to make sure I can get it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll buy a site-wide license. And again, that price is calculated based on however many instructors they have teaching at the institution.
Mm-hmm.
Other schools will say, you know what, I've got, 1,000 instructors, but I've only got, 400 who are enrolled in using Blackboard courses. Then we'll sell a license. And we have, even some schools will say, I've got 400 Blackboard users, but I can only think of, 100 who I think would adopt this,
mm-hmm.
Right away, so I'll buy for 100. So it just depends on what you want.
Right, and we can always add on to that, I assume, whenever we want.
Yep. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So throughout the year, we can, you can add on it.
Okay. And this is, I guess, an annual license?
Yes, it's a site-wide, well, not site-wide, I'm sorry, it's an annual license, and it includes upgrades and
mm-hmm.
support for the Blackboard administrators.
Okay.
Let me show you one feature that I think your listeners would be really interested in that we can talk about. This is our What's New feature, as you can see here.
Mm-hmm.
What's New is an alert mechanism in ClassTop that alerts instructors to when new things happen in Blackboard that they don't know about. So like I showed you on the content side, through ClassTop, instructors, when they upload content, can choose to send an email alert to let students know that there's new content, and it gives them that link to see that content on Blackboard, just as a reminder. On the other side is students go in and they complete exams or they turn in assignments or maybe a TA uploads some content into Blackboard. All those things that happen will show up in the instructor's What's New, and they get a list of those items.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so for example, this first example, this is telling me as an instructor that 2 out of 8 enrolled students have completed the quiz. When I select that item, I can click this, flip the Blackboard button, and it's going to log me in and take me right to the gradebook
uh-huh.
item so that I can see what students did what and how they did and manage it from there.
That is neat.
Yeah, and just the whole purpose of ClassTop, one is to make course management easier for instructors, and the other is to try and close the loop between students and instructors. If you can shorten the time in between communication, then you're just going to have an improved online learning experience. Other examples of things that will show up in What's New, like here's a content item that showed up. So let's say a TA put something in your course. What's New will let you know about it, and you can double-click on the item, and it will take you right to where it got downloaded in ClassTop.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes managing these new things really easy. I think you mentioned, or Tony mentioned, that you guys use discussion boards heavily there.
That's right. That's Tony Frisbee with the library.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so ClassTop will also alert you when students post to the discussion board, so you can see who's posting. You can see the subject.
Oh, that is neat. Yes.
And you can select that discussion board post, and again, click flip to Blackboard. And this is if you want to respond or do something, you're one
uh-huh.
click away from being able to respond to that specific thread.
Yeah, yeah. Faculty that are traveling or, they have all their content on their laptop with ClassTop, they can work on preparing their content offline And then it's a matter of next time they connect their laptop, they can sync everything up.
That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that offline, you know, functionality is just a huge bonus for those traveling faculty. You want those who don't have a high-speed internet connection at home, trying to manage Blackboard without a good connection is mm-hmm. can be fairly frustrating. And so mm-hmm. That offline capability. ClassTop is very mobile. The application itself will even run off of a flash memory drive.
Uh-huh.
It's only just 1.5 megs in size, so it doesn't eat up much memory. And an instructor can take it around and plug it into any machine. They can have all their course content sitting there on their flash drive and synchronize that way.
Very cool. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much. I think this is a great introduction to ClassTop, hoping we'll stir up some interest here at Jefferson and maybe interest among some of my other listeners. So I want to thank you again for participating in my podcast this week, and best of luck, and I hope we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, my pleasure, and thanks for taking the time to look at ClassTop.
Okay, that concludes the main topic for today. I will have links to the ClassTop website. Also interested in your feedback. If you have any experience with this product, or if you're a Jefferson faculty and would like to be included in a pilot that we plan in conjunction with Tony Frisbee in the library to test out ClassTop, I'm anxious to try it myself and see if we can get it here at Jefferson. So let me know if you're interested. If you have feedback, please call my feedback line. Stay tuned for contact information, and stay tuned at the very end for the full song Lucky Man by Amherst Lake and Palmer. Until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
Merci beaucoup. For those of you who aren't shy, you're most welcome to sing along with this next song. It's called Lucky Man. He had white horses, ladies by the score, all dressed in satin, waiting by the door. responded. His blood ran as he cried. No money could save him. So he lay down and he died.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.